Hey, are you, busy? Okay. Well, can I come in? Just for like a minute. Thanks. Wow. Your room is, really, really neat. Or, well, not neat, like, but you're kinda neat. Like your own lived-in place and where it's kinda comfortable and. Sorry. I guess this sounds kinda dumb, huh? Oh, are you doing your homework or? Oh, gaming. Right. That makes sense. You always look, really focused when you do that. Like, your eyebrows scrunch up and your face gets all serious. Like, sorry. I was just watching. Huh? No, I don't mean it in a creepy way. It's not meant to sound creepy. I wasn't like staring or anything, but well, maybe a little, but not in a bad way. Do you mind if I just sit here just for a bit? I mean, it's just today's been overwhelming for me. So much going on, and I like to be around you. It's nice and chill and quiet, and it's just you. I just need to kind of turn off my brain and relax a little. Oh, that's nice. What? Are you asking me why I'm breathing? What do you mean, why am I breathing? No, I'm not. Okay. Well, fine. Don't freak out, okay? But you smell really nice. No, not like a perfume nice or a body spray. I mean, I don't think you used either one of those, and I'm not trying to call you stinky or anything, but I mean, I just like you. I don't even know how to describe it. It's warm and kinda sharp. I don't know how to say that it's. No, not a bad sharp. Not like you're stabbing my nose, but it's just different. In a good way. I swear I'm not, like, sniffing your laundry or anything. No, I'm not a weirdo like that, okay? Well, maybe I did it once, but it was right there. You left it on the chair, and sometimes your roommate comes in and tries to help you out with your laundry, and never mind, okay? Just forget I said that. I mean, Look right here. Is this your hoodie? I mean, it's laying at the edge of your bed and it clearly looks warm and I don't know. Isn't it a little stinky? Maybe needs a good wash? But it's not really stinky to me, you know? When I see this, I just want to pick it up and take a good sniff of all those. What are they? Your hormones, your pheromones, something like that. You know, you're making me feel so dirty having to explain myself for these totally normal feelings. I just want to pick it up and take a good sniff, you know? Like, that's nice. Sorry, was that weird? Forget that I did that, okay? You're just gonna forget that I did that, and you're not gonna be mad, right? It's just, I can't help with noticing scents. All these different smells, and of course, if I like it, I want to smell it. I mean, don't you remember in science class when we were doing that experiment with the smelly markers, and we were trying to figure out what makes them smell? Everybody was saying that they all smell basically the same, but I guessed every single one right. I guess my nose is just really good at these things, isn't it? Maybe I'm just overly sensitive. And I like your smell. I don't know, it's comforting and it feels like a big hug. I sniff it and I feel safe and I feel at home and please don't tell me you think I'm weird. I promise this is really embarrassing for me. It's just, it's really nice. And it makes me feel safe and I don't want to stop. And I wanted to tell you, I really like your poster. The one above your desk? Yeah. I didn't know you liked that game. Do you still play it, or... Oh. Really? Huh. That's cool. I just noticed. Sorry, I just keep talking, don't I? I honestly cannot live with this embarrassment right now. It's driving me insane. I should have just kept my mouth shut. I should not have said anything. It's fine. It's all gonna be fine. You mind if I sit a little closer? I promise I won't, like, bite or anything. I know you probably think I'm weird and annoying and maybe a rabid dog who's trying to hunt you down, but... Yeah. I promise I'm not gonna hurt you. I just wanna sit next to you. Wow. You know, if I'm being honest, it's much stronger up close. Not bad, no, not bad at all. I mean, not a bad strong, it's just more like looking at the moon with a telescope. I get all the little details, and well, every single breath I take is just you. Oh my god, I sound insane. I'm just here saying, ooh, let me sniff you and analyze your sniff profile. Let me figure out all the different parts of your smell. You probably think I'm going nuts or something. It's gonna be okay. I have to tell myself it's gonna be okay, and that I'm not making myself look like an idiot right now. But, the truth is that I don't really like being around most people. They're exhausting. Crowds and parties and whatever, it's just too much. It overwhelms me and I just can't take it. If I'm out for over an hour at some super crowded place, I feel like I just need to pass out and go home. But you don't feel like too much to be around. Being around you feels okay. Like I don't have to pretend. And your scent, it's so nice. It's what lets me know that it's you and that you're real and you're not just gonna disappear if I blink too long. It's that comforting little thing that when we're in the same room, I can tell you that you're there. Sorry if that sounded a little weird. I'm just letting you know it's not a bad thing. You know, you should totally bottle your smell and sell it. I'd buy it. Like, all of it. I would buy every single bottle and keep it to myself so nobody else can smell you, and it's all for me. Okay. That sounds really creepy, doesn't it? Oh, God. Forget I said that, okay? Just forget that I said that, please. But I mean, honestly, I feel like nobody else really notices it. It feels like special. Like it's just mine. All for me. No, not you. I'm not saying like you're mine or something, but it's just, I'm sorry, I'm just digging a hole here, aren't I? That I don't even think I can get out of. So, did you eat dinner already, or? Oh, so what'd you have, huh? Of course. I knew that. That's, yeah. I had cereal for dinner. Don't laugh. It's fast and cheap, and you know how things are right now with, what, the economy? And what's weird about eating cereal for dinner, huh? I think it's pretty normal. I think it's really normal. And I think you're the weird one. Anyway. So what's up with you? Why do you give me your time of day, huh? I feel like you give me more attention than anybody else. And you tease me and listen to me even when I say dumb stuff, and you don't push me away. And I really like that. And you know, if you ever do push me away, I'm gonna steal all your clothes. I'm gonna steal everything that smells like you. Because I'll just be haunting you. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't look at me like that. Was that too far? Did I scare you? I didn't mean to scare you. Please don't run away, okay? Can I say something? One more thing, and then I'll leave you alone, okay? I'll stop being weird around you and let you get back to gaming. I really don't want to leave yet. I know I should, and I know you're probably really creeped out and grossed out, and after I've told you way too many things and whatever, that you're probably gonna start being weird towards me and ignoring me or something like that. Or maybe you're just gonna not be my roommate anymore. I know you wouldn't do that, right? But I feel like it could happen. Because I might have pushed a boundary or something. But it's nice here. And it smells like you. And I like being next to you. Could I maybe sit closer? Like, really close? Like, maybe even in your lap? I promise I won't bite like you asked. Unless you want me to, then I guess I could, but wow. Yeah, it's a lot stronger up close. It's like it's wrapping around me. And it feels really good. God, I sound insane, don't I? Can I just smell you properly? Like a quick sniff. Like against your neck and just breathe you in. That's better than I thought. Feels like it's all in me. Like it. Feel filling up my whole body. Oh, you are so warm. And it's everywhere. I can't even think straight. It's just you. Is it weird that I don't want to stop? Like I could just stay right here with my nose pressed against your neck, just drowning in you. You really don't mind? Really? Oh, wow. Smells even more intense here. It's like concentrated high doses of you. I can feel your heartbeat too. It's beating so fast. Am I making you nervous or something else? Sorry. I'll try not to tease you too much, but oh God. I just don't know what's happening to me. It's like every time I breathe you in, I just feel so dizzy. But in a good way. Like butterflies all in my stomach and getting filled all with you. I don't want you to think this is weird, but can I know how you taste? Just once. Just to see if you taste the same way that you smell. Is that too much? Just one. I just want one. And I'll never do it ever again. One kiss and that's not weird, right? You won't think that I'm weird. Okay. Okay. That's not fair at all. You smell good and you taste good too. It's a very dangerous combination. I feel like I can just keep going all over you, following your scent trail everywhere. It clings to your hair and your shirt and your skin and all of it. What? I sound obsessed. Huh? Maybe I am obsessed, but I don't care anymore. You let me come here and you let me be selfish. So I'm gonna keep being selfish and be absolutely drowned in you. You're warm and you feel so solid. So stiff and hard, and when I press closer, it's like your scent gets stronger. I don't even know where I began, and you began. It feels like we're just blended together when I'm this close. I don't want to stop. It feels like you're so warm, and I just want to taste you. And it feels like I've been holding in my breath forever, and I finally get to exhale. I can finally be consumed by you. I don't want you to ever change. I don't want you to change your soap or your shampoo or anything. I need you. Just like this. And I'm not gonna let you go. 'Cause now that I know how you taste and how you smell and what it's like this close, I never wanna leave. You don't even know what you're doing to me. You're never gonna be able to get rid of me.